HealthNow.com.
Version of America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, stick around. Give us more than one segment. I think you'll like what we do. We call it Backyard Buzz. That's what it truly is. What is shaking in and around this country and beyond our borders? There's some obvious things that even the most cynical would have to agree upon. Still, people are talking about Gaddafi. After all, he was in a freezer on display in Misrata for almost a week, and now the family gets to bury him or do whatever they choose to do with Gaddafi. Not clear-cut how he died. He was wounded, then he was in a gutter, then the people around him were also wounded, then there's 50-some bodies piled up in the same place, so there's a lot of questions there, and a lot of human rights groups are putting pressure on Libya, or the people they've been questioning anyway, because remember, this is a transition time, as to what happened. Give us the details of what happened. Listen, Gaddafi was not a good guy. Gaddafi was a thug to the 10th degree, a terrorist greedy who took the money, pillaged the people, ripped them off. There's no question about it. But the question becomes, and this is what a lot of the conversation is, geez, the Middle East, forget about Arab Spring. This is scary. Talk about Sharia law, and ultimately, will we see some radicalization going on? And Christians are fleeing a lot of countries like Libya. Who knows what remains to be seen, what's going to happen in Egypt, but it's not looking great there either. And, of course, you can pick off the other countries as you move along, as you see what's happening. Syria, definitely in a state of conflict, leaning in the same direction. If you're in Israel, it has to be a little bit frightening to see what's happening. I mean, even in Tunisia, the Islamists are there for the win in their first vote. So they did have free votes, and they had 80 different choices along the various districts, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it. And the Islamists lead. So the people vote the Islamists in. They vote them in. What can you do there? And that seems to be the way it's absolutely going in the Middle East. So, are we going to have finished business there now that Iraq is going to be a wrap in December, by the end of December? How long until that same thing happens with Afghanistan? Well, it's not over yet for Rick Perry, who, as the governor of Texas, enjoyed a lot of excitement in August, tail end of August to beginning of September, and has seen his fortunes, at least in the polls, really plummet of late. He was in double digits. At one point he was leading. Now, in a recent poll that was just released today, in fact, he came up with 6% to Herman Cain's 25+. So that doesn't bode well. Does he hang around? From what I understand from the people that know Perry best is, oh yeah, he's going to hang around until they tell him to turn out the lights. So he proposes a 20% flat tax, although there's a little bit of confusion about it. He says, don't worry. I mean, the good news is if it's 20 across the board, it'll be pretty easy to post it, if you know what I mean. Take a listen.
You can file your taxes on this postcard with the deductions on there for interest on your mortgage, your charitable giving, your state and local taxes, and then deduct those and send it in.
Somebody needs to fix his microphone. We just had the president who had his teleprompters ripped off when he was out campaigning, talking about his jobs program. Notice how I said that. In two different states in the South, and now you have bad mics where Rick Perry was, but you heard what he said. It all fits on the postcard. Can you imagine filling out that postcard? Well, they wouldn't be able to read my writing, so maybe it would be a good thing after all. Maybe it would be a good thing, actually, for all of us, for that matter. So the campaigning, rather, rolls on when it comes to 2012. Herman Cain got all the votes, or got a big chunk of the votes in this audience. It was between Herman Cain and Ron Paul, and only a few votes separated those two. We did it over a three-week period, and I'm happy to say that so many of you sent in emails or called the show or whatever, and the bumper sticker candidate, 999, just narrowly beat out Ron Paul. I had this conversation with someone the other day about Paul, and the first thing a really serious diehard Ron Paul supporter will tell you is the mainstream hates him. The mainstream doesn't give him any respect. The mainstream doesn't talk about him. So he doesn't get CBS poll numbers, or he doesn't get talked about on NBC or ABC as much as everybody else does. Somebody new, somebody established, he's just kind of out there when it comes to mainstream media. But here's the thing, Ron Paul raises a lot of money. So if he really wants to bash and compete through the cluttered minefield that's out there, then, you know, what'll happen is he'll end up with advertising on the so-called mainstream media networks, on the buses, you know, all that sort of stuff. But really with the mainstream media, or in some of the, still even in some of the newspapers or some of the electronic offerings when it comes to the bigger papers across the country. But it brings up a question, because I know even here to the people that I'm speaking with, if it's not Herman Cain, if it's Mitt Romney, if it's somebody else, there is no doubt that Paul was ahead of his time, and he has not backed down, whether people thought he was a kook or not. He has not backed down from auditing the Federal Reserve, getting rid of unnecessary troops on the ground because of the money we're spending, the blood we're shedding, and to no end. He certainly has stuck by that. Smaller government versus bigger government, and a few other things that he's thrown out as breadcrumbs along the way, and he's never forgotten those breadcrumbs. They weren't talking points. Somebody just didn't hand him a script and say this, because this will make you sound good. It wasn't about that. In fact, he's very, in a way, very unpolished, but I think that's why he strikes a chord with a lot of people, and definitely with a lot of young people. He's not getting the old people. I'm getting the old vote. He's getting a lot of the younger people's vote because of his ideas about the government and the size the government should be, and on student loans and on, you know, a slew of other very thorny, frankly, tough issues to tackle. So bravo to this audience for picking out Cain and for picking out Paul. But will they really, if you're being honest, gut check time, will they really be there in the end over Mitt Romney? Probably. You could say Mitt Romney or Rick Perry, but I think they could be in there now over Rick Perry. Got a new Harris poll out. Attacking the president. I'm going to tell you about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
More of the same, although if you've listened to the show at all, you know I love polls. And the only reason I do, I used to hate them. And I hardly would even pay very much attention other than when we got closer to elections. But then I started to talk to some people who did it for a living and realized just how closely the poll results mirror sometimes pretty much accurately what happens in some of these races and tracking popularity and tracking issues and all that sort of stuff. So the president's approval ratings in the latest Harris poll show that on the economy and overall domestic policies, not great. 73% of the people surveyed said they're not confident that the Obama folks at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue can do anything to make things better. Ooh, that's not good. Because he's the hope and change guy. So, diving a little bit deeper, what else was found out is that the president's domestic policy approval rating is 23%. That's slightly above where it was a month ago in a previous poll. Overall, the people surveyed said they had a negative view of the president's job performance in office so far, especially on the economy. Last month, 79% of the people polled gave the president negative marks. So the criticism on his handling of the economy was up among Republicans, however. 95% who identified themselves as Republican supporters say they had a negative view of the president's job performance. And some of those are pretty obvious things, but the thing that the Republicans and the Democrats care about the most, who do you think, if I were going to quiz you, don't you hate it when people do that, though? I have a friend who does that all the time. He'll say something like, name the five switch hitters that made it to the World Series and how many of them actually won a World Series. Like some cockamamie crazy thing when you're half dead because you're so exhausted from whatever working all week. And you're like, whoa, let me just absorb this for a second. So I guess I won't beat you over the head independents. Independents, they are the chosen group because both sides want the independence. Now, of that group, more than half, about 56% of the people who said they were Democrats also said they have a negative view of the president. 83% of those calling themselves independent voters gave him negative marks. So it was pretty negative. He was down in the categories. And you know what? This isn't a surprise either. The Republicans will try to use it to their advantage. But can it work? Are they creating too much of a three-ring circus among themselves with the flip-flops, some of the crazy things that have happened as the candidates have risen and fallen back down in the polls, as their numbers have fluctuated all over the place? And to that end, I say, boy, it's pretty interesting to track this stuff, because maybe the Republicans had an edge, but they're talking themselves out of that edge. And what I mean by that is, you know, you have a guy like Rick Perry, who somehow got himself tangled in the birther issue, and you're like, whoa, we're past that whole thing now, because nothing's going to happen. You know, you saw the birth certificate, and whether you think it's a phony, you don't believe it, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's a dead end for somebody who's on a serious platform. It's not going to do anything for you if you really wanted to be that callous about it. So the governor is declining to say whether he believes, this is Rick Perry, that President Obama was born in the United States. Even as he calls it a distraction, he sidestepped a question about Obama's place of birth, but he said he's willing to release his own birth certificate. Really? I think, are we questioning Rick Perry and where he was born? Perry told the New York Times on Monday it's fun to poke the president on the birthplace issue. He said he didn't know what Obama's publicly released birth certificate says. And there are a lot of websites that have been still pushing the notion that Obama was born abroad, so he wouldn't be qualified to be president, and that would be an out for the people who are frustrated with what they've gotten for the last 4 years, and if he's reelected, what they'll get in the next 4 years. How's that? So, as we move along here from the polling and Obama's numbers and all that sort of stuff, this is, I think, a real dilemma that would be one of those jaw-dropping moments for any family. There is a story that's made the rounds and does qualify for the buzz in the backyard. There were some 12-year-old girls who discovered they were accidentally switched at birth. And if you're 12 years old and you're adopted, or you were born through in vitro or whatever, it doesn't matter, natural childbirth, whatever it is, if you have grown up with one family and now accidentally the babies are switched up and the families want to switch, can you imagine that? It's very strange, because the girls grew up just a few miles away from each other in a town in the mountains in eastern Russia. And the mothers gave birth in the same maternity ward 15 miles apart back in 1999. The daughters were given the wrong name tags. Oh, would that not be a nightmare? Now picture this, you know, you're going out of the hospital, you have your brand new baby, you're walking out of the hospital, you look over, you see some guy with a brand new baby in his hand, and darn if that baby doesn't look just like you. So do you start to second guess, do I have the right baby or not? And the true identities were revealed after the ex-husband of one of the mothers refused to pay for child care because his daughter, Irina, looked nothing like him. So he tipped his hand, and he was right. After doing some DNA tests, it did show up that neither adult was the biological parent, and the judge could not believe it, could not believe it. The whole courtroom, in fact, flabbergasted by the results. So then with the DNA test, there's a search for a daughter. There's confusion over what happened, and the two girls wanting to stay put where where they are. Oh, I mean, could they have play dates? You want to go hang out with your sister? We're going to go down the street. I want to get to know your sister because she's my child. Oh, that's a shame. It sounds as though they're handling the situation the best that they could. I don't know that you can handle this situation with any sort of graciousness. I mean, I guess you could, but I think it'd be really, really hard. A California man was stuck in a swing for 9 hours. So you think to yourself, how's he stuck in a swing? I've been to the park lately. I swing till I'm practically over the bars. There's no way I'd get stuck. It's just like a strap going across. Well, there's a 22-year-old guy in Vallejo, California, that took his friends up on a bet that ended up landing him in the hospital. And the man and his friends were in Blue Rock Springs Park on Friday when he made a $100 bet with his friends that he could fit into a toddler swing. Ooh, first big mistake. How do they wedge him out? How many beers did he have before he decided to do that? So the friends took him up on the bet. He got some liquid laundry detergent he used to rub it over his legs and squeeze into the makeshift diaper because that's what it looks like. Oh, and the rest, as they say, is history. He was trapped for a while, 9 hours until 6 a.m. Oh, that's creepy. He was screaming. And so they heard him screaming, so the groundskeeper came to his aid. And the police, the fire department, all came to get him loose. Oh, they had to cut the swing off the chains with the guy in it and take it to the hospital, swing and everything else. I wonder if he got that $100 back. Oh, so think about that. The next time you're with your little girl or you're out there with your young baby son, they want to go swing on the swings. You decide you're going to sit in the swings. Be careful what you are squishing yourself into because you might regret it. You might not be able to pull yourself out of it. And I can think of nothing worse. Well, we're going to cut down the swing and transport you to the hospital. Ugh, yikes. On the flip side, we got a little birthdays coming up pretty soon. We got some rock and roll news that you'll like. Hang in there.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Get past the people, get past the hitman. But show the people I don't give a shit about. Go down the curb that don't think I'm out. But show the people I don't give a shit about.
All right, what do you say, America and others? Are you tired of hearing about the Occupy movement? It seems as though many are weary of Occupy Wall Street, Occupy San Francisco, Occupy this. Yes, and it is what happens with movements. I said this before in a previous show. Scale of 1 to 10, my favorite game to play. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. What do you think of the Occupy gang? The problem is, when you have a movement, what's the end game? What are you trying to affect? What are you pushing for? Is it clearly defined? Even if you have a loose group of people where some seem as though they're planted and others seem just genuine, it's a mixed bag, that's okay. But you have to have some sort of leadership. Otherwise, you're just marching around in a circle in a financial district, and yeah, you're getting your moment in the paper here and there, in some big-time video, in some radio time and whatnot, but are you really making a dent for the cause? And this is the problem. Is it about the 15 minutes of fame? Is it about making a dent, making progress, having the people who represent you know? I think there are three or four different places that could have been targeted with the Occupy movement. And to me, really, it would be the person who represents you. If you're a New Yorker and the various districts there are, whether it's Chuck Schumer or whoever it might be, Senate or Congress people, go to where their office is. All of them all people in Congress or in Senate have offices in their home state. If you don't like it, if you are, as the movie Network said, mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore, get to the heart of it. Go to where you need to be seen. And so there was some attention paid, but it's not moving anywhere. And maybe it's not supposed to move anywhere. Maybe it's just a flash in the pan. The Tea Party looked like, to many people, that it was going to be a flash in the pan, but they said not so fast. And why was that? The reason is because they got a little more organized. And by getting a little more organized and having a target and having some ideas and pushing it forward, this is what we want. We don't want the status quo. We want something different. We want somebody that's there to represent the people, and we don't want to keep pushing this deficit forward for future generations and then a slew of other things that the Tea Party, for the most part, a lot of people would agree upon. So in Oakland, police and protesters, because we'll call them that, got into it on Tuesday. 1,000 people marched on City Hall. They were upset. No, that's not bad. They went to City Hall, and they were yelling things out, you know, Occupy Wall Street, we're here, that kind of stuff in San Francisco, or Oakland, rather. And what happened was there was, like, some kind of a stun grenade, it looked like, and a bunch of tear gas that was thrown to drive the people away from downtown, you know, the place that had been really where they were gathering. And some of them were taken into custody, and the Oakland police aren't saying too much about it. And, you know, there were metal barricades that were put up, and there were police that were there throughout the rest of the day when after all this stuff happened. And the Oakland mayor released a statement that said the city had its daily communication with the protesters and thanked those who peacefully complied with city officials. Peacefully complied. So what is it? Is it a stand up against repression? That's what some of the signs are saying. The bulk of these crowds now are starting to get a little bit more in one sense because they're moving where they're protesting. But the Occupy movement, I think, has a small lifeline left, at least in the play in the media. Here's Howard Jordan, rather, talking about Oakland and the people who were cuffed.
We had about 30 people that left on their own without any incidents. As the officers moved in, we ended up arresting about 75 people.
Yeah. All right, so 75 people, give or take. All these arrests, will they push the ball forward in any sort of direction? Or like I already said right at the top of this, does everything just ultimately dissipate? You know, every once in a while I do this thing, and many of you are pushing me to do it every single show, and I think we'll try to bring it back. I'll remind people who are listening all around the country and other places around the world even, if you know the story where somebody deserves a pat on the back, an attaboy, woo, way to go, let us know, because we'll give them a shout out and a little bit of applause. After all, we do have a live studio audience, believe it or not. Poor Matt Johnson, he has to corral them, giving them, I don't know, 5-hour energy or leftover Diet Cokes that they had at the big network or whatever it might be. But we have that audience, and they're ready to clap on a moment's notice. So I would say, in a bizarre way, this would be my daily salute. There is a former Goldman Sachs director who was one time Mr. Big because he was the head of McKinsey and Company. He's going to surrender to the FBI on Wednesday. Why? He's going to face criminal insider trading related charges. How about that? Raj Gupta. I mean, this guy has a huge name. Huge. Just go and search him. He's one of the most prominent business execs to be caught up in insider trading, and he's been named by prosecutors as a unindicted co-conspirator in the charges against a hedge fund tycoon earlier this year. So Gupta's attorney is really not saying much. They've kind of clamped down on everyone. But they're trying to say that, listen, the first Rajaman went down. The second Raja could go down as well, because Gupta, who had been in the business world at McKinsey anyway for 34 years, won a seat in 2006 on the board of Goldman. Yeah. I mean, even Lloyd Blankenfein, who was the Goldman chief executive officer, was called to the witness stand by the government to testify at Rajaratnam's trial in Manhattan. And he told the jury that Gupta violated confidentiality at the world's most powerful bank, as he put it, by leaking boardroom secrets. And, of course, that turns into insider trading when your buddy's playing racquetball with you or walking the dogs and he tells you that you might look at this place for an investment or that place or here's what's happening in my company. So he could be in trouble in the sense that Raj Gupta might not be pulling those $500 lunches anymore. It might be the $30 meals that he gets from the state ultimately. Every once in a while you have an oops moment, and Warner Brothers is admitting that they've had one recently. They're pulling Harry Potter discs from stores December 29th. And I say that's an oops moment, but they might not think it is. And the reason they're doing it is because by pulling all the DVDs and Blu-rays from the store shelves, then what happens when you want to get the final film in the franchise, for example? Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which would then be, a release. You'd have a box set of all 8 Potter films that would be released instead. So I think that's the idea. Let's get more money. And it's a strategy that's worked for them in the past. They re-released the movies in the theaters. They have blow-you-away versions for a very short window. And then they lift the moratorium and sell the DVD. And part of this is because of the success of The Lion King. It had a 3D re-release, and Potter is going to have the same thing. It's going to suffer the same fate. So if you're waiting, you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer to get your hands on that, since it's going back to the theater. Yeah. We want to give you an update before we wrap up this segment, and then we're going to turn to a little bit lighter fare in a couple of minutes. But the 7.2 quake in Turkey killed 217 with the buildings collapsing. And the numbers are so weird. The official number keeps coming out, 217. But they're still looking for people. There are people missing. So the real toll, when it's all said and done, could be much higher than that. Now, the good news is, there were some people pulled from the rubble after one guy managed to call for help on his cell phone. Because you had a dozen of people who were trapped in debris and had, they were in pancake buildings. They had no way to breathe. They got lucky where they could try to get free, so they had a better chance of seeing the daylight again, in other words. And this was sad. This was sad what was happening here. And they're desperately still trying to search for any signs of life. We have signs of life on this show. I hope you do, too. Coming up, we got birthdays, some rock news, and a few other treats.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread.
This could be.
It's just like that
the song that the Rangers will be singing after they beat St. Louis, maybe in Game 6, the series tied 3-2 in favor of Texas, now swinging back to that city in Missouri where the people go crazy for baseball and are very excited about their Cardinals. I think the momentum is on the side of the Rangers. We'll see 6 or 7. If it goes to 7, that could be definitely dicey for Texas after they were able to pull out 2 very big wins, getting shellacked in the first game out of the gate in Texas. All right, there is something about the birthday thing. You know, when you're young, I've said this before, you want to be older. So when you're a kid and you're like 8, you're already lying and you're saying you're 10. Then by the time you hit 30, you're doing the reverse. Oh, no, I'm 27 and a half. You have to be careful, though, because it's not like that Brad Pitt movie. You don't want to go too far in reverse. Having said that, Matt, cue the band.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Let's see if you can guess this woman. She was hot, hot, hot in her heyday. She's got some Kmart fashion she's throwing down with her name on jeans and a slew of other things. And she was one of the original Charlie's Angels. If you were thinking of yourself, Jacqueline Smith, yep, 64 years old. She's not the only one who turned 64. Pat Sajak, for 20 years, what's he been known for? Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune. You know when you hear that? My grandfather, God rest his soul, he liked Jeopardy. But every once in a while he watched Wheel of Fortune. And he hated that they had a bankruptcy sticker on there. He thought that they were ripping off the people, that they'd spin the wheel and they could lose all the money. Hillary Clinton also shares a birthday with a game show host and a former big-time actress. Yep, the former First Lady, now Secretary of State, 64 as well. Lauren Toos, she was the cruise director. I hope I'm saying her last name right. Julie McCoy on the Love Boat a billion years ago, it seems, 57 years old. Keith Urban, the Australian, married to another Australian, famous actress, Nicole Kidman. But he can stand on his own 2 feet. He's a Grammy winner several times over. Famous country singer. 44 years old. Do you love that in the background? Ah! A musician known as Girl Talk. Famous for a lot of diverse songs. Greg Gillis with a big milestone birthday. 30 years old. Yep, 30 years old. That's when it all changes after that. Happy birthday to you, by the way, if you are celebrating a birthday. It's a good time to celebrate it. Before we head into the heavy holidays, you know, like you get into Thanksgiving and Christmas and whatnot. And I mean, really, birthdays, as long as you're not, if your birthday's before December, like, 15th, that's good. Because you get closer to Christmas, and I don't care what anyone says, I think it's kind of a little bit of a ripoff, depending on how many kids you grew up with in your family and all that other stuff. If it's early December or it's in November, it's okay, but you get beyond those first couple of weeks, then it's trickier. Matt, that's lucky for you because you have a big birthday coming up in September. You're going to be 22.
Exactly, and I can't wait.
22. Oh, 22 feels so young to me. When I was 22, I still was practicing the theory of I want to be older. So I think I was saying I was 24. Who knows? I actually added years. And like I said, eventually that process reverses itself. I mean, it just, you know what? It just does. Because you realize, you might have been better. I mean, you start to hear start to realize why the adults would say to you when you were a kid how much better things were in the old days. Or they'd exaggerate what they had to do. Well, when I was your age, I had to walk to school on one shoe. I lost the other one, and they couldn't afford to replace it, whatever crazy thing that they parents would say. All right, let's give you a little on this day in the history, just a couple of quick ones before we go to the Rock Talk Radio news. It was a big deal when you signed with big record companies, easy for me to say, too much coffee. Bob Dylan signed with Columbia Records in 1961. Yeah. If we move along, we're in the 60s still, and we jump up a little bit. Remember Whitney Houston? Of course you do. In 1985, on this day, she had the number one slot on the singles chart with Saving All My Love for You. It was also a big hit, number one, in the UK, too. Very, very big. Then we jump ahead a little bit more, and we can say that in 2006, Duran Duran guitarist Andy Taylor quit the band during the U.S. leg of the world tour. They released a statement describing the relationship with Andy Taylor as unworkable and one that could not be resolved. That's what's tough about being in a band versus solo. You have to deal with everybody else's feelings. George Russell, he's got some feelings. He's also got a great little feature for us called the Rock Talk Radio News Minute. Here it is.
I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio News. When many bands write songs and run out of lyrics or just can't find the right words, they fill it in with na-na-na-na-na-na-na. This song with the words na-na-na in it will go down in history as one of the best ever. That's next. On October 12th, the music industry lost one of the best songwriters of all times. His name was Paul Leka. He passed away to lung cancer at a hospice in Sharon, Connecticut. Never mind that Paul produced Harry Chapin's biggest hit, Cats in the Cradle. He wrote a number one song for the psychedelic band Lemon Piper, Green Tambourine, and can take credit for signing 1970s arena rockers REO Speedwagon to its first record deal. Throughout Paul's career, he's worked for Mercury, Elektra, CBS Records. He went on to produce for artists ranging from Gloria Gaynor, Stevie Wonder, and Kris Kristofferson. But for me, he will go down in history for the song that you have probably sung at your last sporting event. See, Mr. Leka was helping his friend, Gary DiCarlo. They were putting together a B-side for another group, and they were tinkering with a song they'd written years before called Kiss 'Em Goodbye. The song only clocked in at 2 minutes. Mr. Leka said, I started writing while I was sitting at the piano going, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And he went on to say everything was na-na when you didn't have a lyric. But in 1969, he hit gold under the fabricated group name Steam, and now heard everywhere in the world. His legacy will live forever, and so will this song. Paul Leka, rest in peace, and thanks. I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio News.
All right, you gotta like that. Na 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 na. They still play that all over the place in stadiums. It's just standard fare, and I think they're going to keep recycling it less and less, but it still is one of those. It's like there are certain songs in stadiums. We Are the Champions. The na 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 song, I don't mind that so much, but there's some that are just played so much, and they're decades old. You're like, oh, come on, give us something new, give us something a little different. But I think that's interesting. You get stuck on the lyric, what an easy thing to do, pop that in there, it fit, and then that song became a major, major, major hit. A reminder to everybody listening, your chance to win bragging rights and some fabulous prizes from America tonight. All you have to do is participate and nail the scores in our third hour on our Friday morning show. Yeah. Take some five-hour energy. Hang around a little bit longer. You don't have to know anything about sports. You don't have to put down a buck like you do for Powerball or Mega Millions or whatever it is you're playing. You just have to tell us who you think's going to win when the computer picks randomly our game of the week and what you think the final outcome of that game will be. Remember, write it down right now. Run to your calendar. Friday, third hour in the morning for Nail the Score.
Duh. Winning. I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.